Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Now brought to you by Four, built for Texas, built for you. It is Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, man.
How are we? I know I've asked this a couple of times now, but I got to know, going all the way back to the after the first game, if I told you y'all would be 6-2 going into the bye, what would your response be to me?
Probably right after that game, I'd be, where can I sign up?
So, right.
I mean, obviously, that game, we didn't play well. Let's start with that. And played against a good Tampa team that really really beat us good. And then to also think, you know, right after the game, we might lose Dak for, you know, 8+ weeks. And certainly we were having to check our hold card. But this team's been resilient. Our coaching staff, whole organization's been resilient. And, you know, we've really come around. I think this team actually should only get better. I think we saw a little bit of that yesterday with Dak and the offense, as he really starts to get back in rhythm with what he knows he can do with this offense, what he's done in the past with it. And I think we saw signs of it yesterday. And, you know, obviously we got to keep working on the run game in terms of, you know, stopping the run game on the other side of the ball. But also you got to give Chicago credit. They had a really great game plan. They weren't going to throw it around much. And had a good design for their quarterback, as well as they've got a couple really good running backs, and certainly was a challenge to us, but we were able to make the plays when we needed to.
Steven, when the Chicago Bears came out of the tunnel, were you like, who in the hell are we playing today with those helmets on?
I've had that happen twice this year. I think we played the Redskins with the brown and black and gold, and then, of course, looking over there to yesterday, it felt like maybe the Bengals were coming out, but certainly it was a unique look. And you know, I'm sure a lot of right now, everybody likes to give the fans a little something extra, and certainly they got that yesterday.
Good news is, if there was no sun or no lights in the stadium, you still could have played with their glow in the dark helmets.
Well, it was like you said, very, very unique, but certainly anytime you get a chance to play the Chicago Bears and you come away with a big win like we did, it's a big day.
Talking with Stephen Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. Now, the trade deadline is tomorrow. I really wanted to know, like, from a logistical perspective, in your experience, is the franchise, is the team more likely to be waiting on calls or making the calls around this time?
I think it's a little of both. I mean, it's, you know, you could certainly do both. You know, I mentioned yesterday I was asked, and, you know, trades have been going on these last 2 or 3 weeks, quite a few of them. And, you know, I know the deadline's tomorrow, but certainly everybody's been busy around the league. And I think everybody at this point is pretty much aware of who's available. And, you know, there's always certain challenges with any trade past wanting the player, which is, you know, what is, you know, what's going to cost to get him in terms of draft pick compensation? And secondly, you know, how is the player being compensated versus how you value him?
Now, in terms of Tony Pollard made a big splash with everyone yesterday, and I know y'all have Zeke, so it hasn't been an issue, but I was just kind of curious, does the organization, do you view Tony Pollard as someone that could be that lead running back?
I think, you know, he ended up getting, I think, just under 20 carries and did a great job. I think Malik Day came in there and did a great job as well, backing him up. And, you know, I just think we've got a unique situation with Zeke and Tony that, you know, when they're both healthy. We've been successful, you know, with those guys splitting the carries up. So I do think you saw yesterday what Tony's capable of, and certainly I can do it. And but in this league, just as we saw against the Bears yesterday, they had, if you will, a three-pronged attack if you include their quarterback. So, you know, splitting these guys up and having some different, you know, type of looks for the opposing defenses, I think it's only a plus for our team. And we're very fortunate to have, you know, Zeke and Tony as part of our offense back there.
Steven, I feel like at kind of somewhat the halfway point here with you guys having the bye coming up, I've been most surprised in a positive way with how well your offensive line has played, especially with the loss of Tyron Smith going into the season. Would you say that that's the most pleasing part of the season so far for you?
Absolutely, and especially since you, you know, since we had to make some changes at the midnight hour there when we did lose Tyron, and you know, we had to kick Tyler Smith, who played all of the offseason, all the training camp at left guard, to step up and do the job he's done at left tackle. Obviously, McGovern's done a nice job in there at left guard, and I think Steele, you know, is really coming into his own at right tackle. You know, his blocking in the run game is really good. And, you know, I just think overall, I don't want to forget any of them. I mean, obviously, the leader of that group's Zach Martin, and Baez is doing a great job as well. So you just look at the group, I think it's really good. As you mentioned, the great news is we are going to get Tyron Smith back. And you throw in a Jason Peters and a Ball and a Farniakou will be back. I mean, we got something that's rare in this league, which is to have depth in the offensive line. But, you know, I just think they're playing together. They're playing together well as a unit. They're getting the job done in terms of the running game, and they're getting the job done in terms of protecting Dak.
Does this might sound silly for somebody who looks like they could be a future Hall of Famer, but I'm seriously curious how that would look. Does Tyron Smith, when he's healthy, automatically get his job back? And have y'all started talking about then this person goes there and how that would all look?
You know, because he's 3 or 4 weeks out, we really hadn't had that discussion. You know, we've been so focused on each week to week, game to game, getting these guys better week in and week out as a unit. I'm sure, you know, as that time nears, I'm sure Coach McCarthy and Kellen and Joe Philbin and that group will all have some discussions about what gives us the best chance to win when Tyron gets back.
Did you get
this? I mean, he's an all-pro, Hall of Fame type player, and I'm, if you're going to put your best five guys out there, I'm sure he's one of them.
I know Micah, if it was up to him, would play every play on both sides of the ball, special teams and everything like that. It did seem like he was on the sidelines maybe a little bit more than usual yesterday. Was that just part of a planned rotational pattern as far as you know, or are there any lingering injury concerns there?
No, I just think, you know, when you look at it, Coach Quinn, you know, goes through the game plan every week. And, you know, I've mentioned before, you know, this is a long season. And, you know, some guys are a little more beat up than others and at certain times of the year. And you want to, you know, you certainly want to be aware of that. And certainly Micah made, just as he always does, he checked another box there yesterday with the amazing play that he made on the fumble recovery and the have the awareness to get up and run the ball in the end zone. But he's special, and I know Coach Quinn and along with Coach McCarthy, you know, we've got good thoughts as we go into each game in terms of the health of each player and what's in the best interest, you know, for our team to win the game that day, as well as also protect each player for the, you know, for the full season, if you will.
And, Steven, you played high school football, you played college football at Arkansas, and every time you took the field, when a guy went down on the ground with the football, the play was over. You couldn't touch him anymore. And I've seen this happen a lot. It happened, you know, fortunately for the Cowboys yesterday with Justin Fields forgetting it's pro football instead of college football. I know you're not a coach, but how many times do you have to remind young players in the NFL that the rule is you have to touch the guy when he's on the ground?
Yeah, I've seen our guys work it nonstop. Still instinctive from some of these younger college players, as you said. They played the college game where, you know, when you're on the ground, the high school, you know, what you're used to is they're down. But I have heard Coach Quinn and them every time, you know, a player's on the ground, be sure and touch him. And if he slides to catch a ball or any type of situation, make sure you at least touch him. I mean, you don't go over there. You got to be cognizant in the days of play. You know, now that we're so focused on player health and safety as well, you don't want to go over there and gore the guy. But if the guy's on the ground, you do need to touch him. And I'm sure, you know, on Fields' part, that was just instinctive. You know, probably going back to college, that guy's down. I'm gonna miss him here. And then the other thing around a pile like that, when you're a quarterback, I'm sure part of his natural instinct was to get out of the way. So I know on hindsight, if he had it back, there's no question he'd have swiped him on the way across him. But I can imagine that was just an instinctive play on his part, was to not necessarily get involved in that pile as a quarterback.
I think a lot of Cowboys fans around here supported Jerry's Halloween costume, especially when we don't get more holding calls against opposition against Micah Parsons. But do you think the NFL has a sense of humor when it comes to Jerry's blind referee Halloween costume?
Oh, absolutely, because I know our officials, I think it's rare that I've seen anything Jerry would have said or made that would be critical. They have a very difficult job, game in and game out. And, you know, in terms of how these guys grade out game in and game out, most of the time you jump up and down to have a player making that same grade. I mean, it's a full three hours plus of officiating. They have a very difficult job in real time. And I do think they understand that you can have some humor with this stuff, but I can't imagine they don't think there's nothing but respect that comes out of the Cowboy organization in terms of how difficult their job is, one, but also what a good job they do as well.
If Jerry ever dressed up as a referee again, would you ever consider dressing up as Luka Doncic so you could just yell at Jerry all night long?
Come on, Mike!
I think I'll take a pass on that one.
Man, I cannot believe I did not see where that question was going while you were asking it. Now, speaking of having fun, what did you think of the tight end celebration? Because that set social media on fire, and I was a fan of it as well.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really clever. And those guys in that tight end room, all of them have high, they got high IQs in there, and they're pretty clever. So I thought it was great. I'm a big rodeo fan myself. I love to go watch it, and I thought it was outstanding.
Now, I had one more trade deadline question, if we can. And again, this year, we're all kind of hoping will be a unique year. I know there's a lot of football left to be played, but how important is it how you evaluate your team in terms of going for it when you get to the trade deadline? I know Jerry said something about that yesterday, but do you look at this team and say, hey, this might be the best shot we've had in a while. Maybe we would be more aggressive than you normally would at the trade deadline?
Well, we've been aggressive before. Somebody asked me, I don't think it was y'all, about, hey, we hadn't made a really aggressive trade since the early 90s. That's not necessarily true. We went for big with Amari Cooper back 4 or 5 years ago, and, gave a one for him. At the right situations there, we're always looking to make our team better, and obviously we're very much in the thick of a championship run this year. So absolutely, if we see the right situation that presents itself, Jerry as well, who has the final call on this, he's an aggressive guy. If the right situation's there and we think it can make a big difference for us, then we'd be more than willing to pull the trigger on it. I think we've got our team in a really good spot. We've got great depth on this team. Certainly, if we see a player out there that can make us better, either side of the ball, we would take a long, hard look at it.
And you just said potentially in the midst of a championship run. That's the feeling a lot of us, myself included, feel around here. Do y'all evaluate the team right now and say, this is a team that could win a Super Bowl?
Well, I think you see yesterday, I would our fans are excited and others. I know we are to see our offense as Dak getting into rhythm, to see our offense be able to win a game for us. You know, when the other team did a good job running the football and they were able to put up, you know, almost 30 points, but we were able to put up the points we needed to win the game. But in general, obviously, this defense has been, you know, very strong. And you accompany that with good special teams and then the offense that I think we can have with Dak at the helm. I do think we have the ingredients to be a really one of the top teams this year, but we still got a lot of work to do. We still got a lot of improvement to do, and certainly I know we'll be looking to see if there's any player or players that could help us even add to what we already have in terms of our chances to make a run.
Steven, last question for you on Halloween. When you were a kid, who stole the candy? Was it your brother, your sister, your father, or were you the stealer of the candy?
Ooh.
It's not even close. It was Jerry Sr. It was my father. He'd go into the bags and look for his favorite candies, and he'd look up and say, some of my stuff is missing, and there's no question it was him.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, good sir. Always a pleasure, and we will, looks like, maybe catch up with you in 2 weeks now.
Well, sounds great, guys, and I hope y'all have a great Halloween tonight. Happy Halloween to everybody out there. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.